Previously on Lost.
I don't know how it happened, but you seem to have some communion with this island, John. And that makes you very, very important. In time, you'll have a better understanding of things.
Quan is pregnant.
The fetus is healthy.
What's that? Juliet is gathering information for us at your former camp. She's determining if any of the women are pregnant. Then we're going to go in and take them.
Juliet is a mole. She's working for Ben.
We're moving.
Moving? Where are we going?
We are not going anywhere, John. You are going to stay behind. We'll leave a trail, one you can track. And John, unless you're carrying your father's body on your back, don't bother.
Come on. Damn it, push!
Something's wrong. I can't...
Emily, you can do this. Now push. Come on. Come on, baby. You can do it now. Come on. Come on. There you go. Come on. It's a boy. You did it. Back, okay, honey? Can you hold on to the baby? Emily, can you hold the baby? Hold him tight.
She wasn't due yet. She's bleeding.
Okay, okay, look, we'll put her in the car, okay? Let me get you to the hospital.
Okay. Okay, honey.
Okay, it's all right. Let's keep her warm, all right? How's the baby?
Fine, I guess. I don't know.
Roger? Roger?
I'm right here.
Colin Benjamin?
Stay with me.
What you got there?
It's a birthday present. Mine just happens to be today.
You do remember birthdays, don't you, Richard? So do you want me to bring the tape back to Juliet?
What?
The tape with your instructions for Juliet. Do you want me to bring it back to the medical station?
I recorded it yesterday, before we left. I thought you already took it.
No.
Where's Tom?
Tom?
Have you seen my recorder?
You said that if I killed my father, you tell me everything I wanted to know about the island. So why don't you start at the beginning?
I know I promised to tell you everything, John. And I wish it was as simple as me taking out a dusty old book and opening it up.
But it's not that simple. How about you just tell me? You probably think I'm the leader of this little community. But that's not entirely true. We all answer to someone, John.
And who might that be?
His name is Jacob.
Okay, then. Take me to Jacob.
I can't do that. Where are you going?
Hell, Ben, if you don't want to take me, maybe someone else will. I'll just go and ask Richard.
Why would Richard take you? He doesn't know where Jacob is. He doesn't talk to Jacob.
Well, who talks to him?
I do.
Well, you're the only one who talks to him.
That's right.
And no one else knows where he is?
I was born here on this island. I'm one of the last that was. Most of these people you see, I brought them here. So Jacob talks to me, John. He tells me what to do. Trusts me.
And no one else has ever seen him.
That's right.
How convenient. You know what I think, Ben? I think there is no Jacob. I think your people are idiots if they believe you take orders from someone else. You are the man behind the curtain. The Wizard of Oz. And you're a liar.
And what might you base that theory on, John?
Because if you were telling the truth, your hand wouldn't be shaking.
Namaste.
Thanks.
Namaste.
Hey, welcome to the island, man.
Namaste.
Namaste, yeah. So?
What do you think?
Wow, this is some place. Thanks again for the opportunity, Mr. Goodspeed.
Horace, please.
Horace.
And this must be Ben?
Yeah. Mr. Goodspeed was there the day you were born.
Yes, I was.
He's doing us a big favor here.
Gave your old man a job.
He don't say much.
That's okay. I bet he will when he has something to say. Right, Ben? Hey, you hungry, kiddo? Huh? Huh? Great. All right, well, I'll tell you what. After you're done processing, we'll have some lunch. How's that sound?
Thank you.
You're gonna love it here.
Welcome to the island. For your own comfort and safety, we ask that you stay within the confines of your new living quarters. Our barracks are surrounded by high-frequency sonar fence to protect us from the island's abundant and diverse wildlife. You are now a member of the Dharma Initiative.
What kind of wildlife do you think this fence is protecting us from?
Roger, Linus? Roger, Linus?
Yeah.
Every morning, you'll be given a new code which will allow you to cross outside the fences if you so desire. There are properties on this island that exist nowhere else on Earth. Our mission is to study these properties for the betterment of mankind and advancement of world peace. Most of you will be working on the mainland. Should you be assigned to a logical study?
Hey. You're new, huh? I'm Annie. Want one? We can have as many as we want.
Work, man. What is this? Work, man? I'm a janitor?
I'm sorry, Mr. Linus.
Goodspeed told me you people were doing experiments changing the world. I didn't come here to clean up after you.
Look, if anything else opens up, you can feel free to apply for it.
Come on. Say. What happened to you?
I was with Locke. But where is he?
He went back.
Back where?
With them. Don't ask me where the hell it is, because it don't matter right now.
What does matter is this.
is he?
I thought you were dead.
I'm fortunate the pylons were not set to a lethal level. What is he doing here?
It's all right.
He's the one who tried to kill me.
He's with us now. Where have you been, Mikhail?
I encountered several of his people in the jungle. They had an injured woman with them. Apparently, she had just parachuted onto the island.
What?
Her helo crashed into water. She says her ship is approximately 130 clicks to the west of us. She has a radio telephone.
Where is she now?
I assume they have taken her back to their camp.
We'll be visiting their camp day after tomorrow. We'll take care of it then.
Day after tomorrow? We have to go now.
Ben's not going anywhere with you.
Excuse me?
He and I are going to see Jacob.
Please tell me this isn't true, Benjamin.
I'm sorry, I have to deal with this now, John. Our excursion will have to wait.
Since when do you explain yourself to him? An outsider.
Mom? Richard?
So when do we leave?
You know, you didn't have to beat Mikhail senseless to make your point, John.
Yes, I did.
Locke. I hear you're going to go see Jacob.
You're going to need this. Happy birthday, Dad.
So, once water is added to the bicarbonate, we will get our very own volcanic reaction.
Is that what happened to the volcano on this island?
Exactly, Annie, but that was a long time ago. Okay, let's get ourselves an eruption.
Oh, cool.
Just add water and voila. Now, I know it's not lava, but... Okay, everyone, into your positions. That's right, all together. Annie, lock the back door, please. Ben, come on, honey, you gotta move. Ben.
Come on. Don't worry, it's just a hostile. We'll be okay.
Hey, man, heard you ran into a little trouble.
We're driving back from the flame, and we hear this huge explosion. Next thing I know, there's a siren wailing, and we're driving through the middle of a shootout.
Look, we're having some skirmishes with the natives.
What do you mean, natives?
Well, we're not exactly sure who they are.
Well, this ain't what I signed up for.
Roger, I did you a favor, man. You were having trouble finding work, and don't forget about Ben. He's getting a quality education.
I don't give a damn about his education. If I'm gonna get shot at, I want hazard pay. I want another 30 grand.
Calm down, man.
And don't try to tell me you don't have it. You hear me? All right, get the hell out of my house.
I thought I told you to go to bed.
too. I noticed.
What are you doing?
Looking for Juliet.
Well, you're not going to find her in there. She left with Jack.
Juliet left with Jack?
He took off right after I told him about Naomi.
Who's Naomi?
And why would you do that, Kate?
Because she's hurt, because he's a doctor, and because he has a right to know.
Where is he now?
I don't know, Saeed.
Of course you don't.
You know, it might be time for you to tell everybody else about Naomi, too.
Play the tape.
What tape?
Something you should know, John, before we go. Whether or not you think he's the Wizard of Oz, I can assure you that Jacob is very, very real. And we're going to go see him, and he's not going to like it. In fact, I have a feeling he's going to be very angry. And that's why my hand was shaking, because this is not a man you go and see. This is a man who summons you.
Well, I guess there's a first time for everything.
You and that's me. Now we never have to be away from each other. Happy birthday, Ben.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's your birthday.
Sorry, I forgot. It's kind of hard to celebrate on the day you killed your mom. She was just 7 months pregnant. We went for a hike, but you had to come early. Now she's gone. And I'm stuck here on this island. With you. God. Happy birthday, Ben.
Time yet, Benjamin.
Let's go, John. John?
So what, the whole world thinks we're dead?
That's not important right now.
Not important?
What do you mean it's not important, Saeed?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, don't you people want to be rescued?
We kept her a secret to keep her safe.
Safe from what, Saeed?
Safe from Jack. He spent a week with the others, and he brought one of them back with him. Here, amongst us. And every time we try to get answers from this woman, he prevents her from giving them.
But it's Jack. He would never do anything to hurt us. And Juliet, I believe she's a good person.
Good person, huh? You're basing that on what? Wouldn't involve her taking you to one of their medical stations, would it now, Mrs. Kwan?
Kwan is pregnant. The fetus is healthy and was conceived on island with her husband. He was sterile before they got here.
Musun ilia?
I'm still working on getting samples from the other women. I should have Austin's soon. I'll report back when I know more.
Where'd you get that?
Where have you been, Jack?
I asked you where you got it. You really think you're in a position to be asking us questions?
Turn the tape over.
Stay out of it.
You want to burn me at the stake? Here I am. But first, turn the tape over. Press play.
Juliet, it's Ben. I'm sending three teams to extract Kwan the night after tomorrow. We won't have time to run Austin's sample. So if you determine that she or anyone else is pregnant, mark their tents, and we'll take them too. Good luck.
The night I saw your baby on the ultrasound, I told Jack what they were making me do.
Why didn't you tell us?
Because I hadn't decided what to do about it yet.
Yet?
I think we got some catching up to do.
Hey. Whoa, I didn't mean to scare you. Wait, are you lost? Wait.
Are you one of them?
One of whom?
A hostile.
Do you even know what that word means? What's your name?
Ben.
Ben? So you want to tell me what you're doing in the middle of the jungle all by yourself?
I left home. And I'm looking for my mom.
You think she's out here?
You wouldn't believe me.
Try me.
She's dead.
Did she die here? On the island?
No. When I was a baby.
Did you see her? Out here, Ben, in the jungle?
She talked to me.
What'd she say?
That I couldn't come with her. She said it wasn't time yet.
You should go home now. Your people will be looking for you.
I don't want to go back there. I hate it there. Take me with you.
Maybe that can happen. Maybe. Yeah, but if that's what you really want, then if that's what you want, I want you to think about that. And you're going to have to be very, very patient.
We're here. You'll want to turn off your flashlight, John.
Why?
Jacob feels the same way about technology as you do. Once I open this door, there's no turning back. Are you sure this is what you want? So be it. Jacob. I'm here with John Locke. We're coming in now.
Jacob.
This is John. Aren't you going to say hello, John?
What?
I told you he wouldn't.
What are you talking about?
You can't see him?
See who?
Jacob. He's sitting right here. In this chair. Yes, I know, but he insisted.
What is this?
You wanted the secrets of the island? Well, here they are. This is the man who can answer every single...
I am not.
He made me bring him here. Did you think that was my... Sorry, may I finish?
You're crazy. Excuse me? You don't know anything about the island, do you? You just made it all up.
Jacob, please, I can't hear him.
Stop.
If you're going to talk
Stop
over
it.
What he's...
Shut up! You putting on a show for me? Or do you... Do you really think there's someone there?
I know there's someone there.
You don't know anything. Thank you.
I'm sorry you feel that way, John. And I'm sorry that you're too limited to see.
You're pathetic.
Help me. What did you just say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, yes, you did. I heard you. You said... What was that?
That was Jacob. What did you hear in there, John? What did Jacob say to you?
He didn't say anything to me. You did.
What are you talking about?
There is no Jacob, Ben. I'm not going to be taken in by the little show you put on last night. You're a fraud. And it's time your people were told the truth. And this is not the way we came.
I'm taking us back another way. I wanted to show you something first.
I've seen enough.
You know, John, you're not wrong. Some of the things I've told you, some of the things I've told everybody, are simply not true.
Like what?
Well, for starters, I wasn't born on this island.
Then where did you come from?
That's what I want to show you.
Morning. Okay, wait. Put it right down there. What's the problem now? You're usually Chatty Cathy in the morning.
It's my birthday. I don't know why I keep fooling myself into thinking that one of these years you're actually gonna remember.
Well, I'll tell you what. All we gotta do this morning is run this stuff out to Pearl Station. Why don't we go up to the Mesa, drink some beers, have some, I don't know, father and son time.
I'd like that.
Okay. sure can't say it ain't beautiful.
Do you really blame me?
What?
Do you really think it's my fault that she died?
What do I know? Why do you keep looking at your watch? You got a date? Listen, if it makes you feel any better, I will do my best to remember your birthday next year.
I don't think that's gonna happen, Dad.
What do you mean?
You know, I've missed her too. Maybe as much as you have. But the difference is that for as long as I can remember, I've had to put up with you. And doing that required a tremendous amount of patience. Goodbye, Dad.
You want us to go get his body?
No, leave him out there. This is where I came from, John. These are my people.
The Dharma Initiative.
They came here seeking harmony. But they couldn't even coexist with the island's original inhabitants. When it became clear that one side had to go, one side had to be purged, I did what I had to do.
I was one of the people that was smart enough to make sure that I didn't end up in that ditch. Which makes me considerably smarter than you, John.
What did Jacob say to you?
Why did you do this?
Because you heard him. Now I need to know what he said.
Help me.
John? I'm not going to ask you again. What did he say to you?
He said, help me.
Well, I certainly hope he helps you, John.